Gareth, can you please stand down the front? If any of the kids want to come a bit closer so you can see better, you're welcome to come down front. So hi everyone, my name is Chrissy. Can everyone say hi, Chrissy?
Hi, Chrissy.
Oh, my good friend David is coming down the front. Welcome. Well, as we heard over the past few days, the kids have been learning from the Bible about God's big love. Well, I'm really excited to be here today because we're going to keep thinking about that. And what we're going to see today from the Bible is that God loves us so much that he has made a way for anyone and everyone to have God, the biggest, most powerful, most loving person ever, as their loving Heavenly Father.
Hey, Chrissy!
You scared me.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Chrissy, I've got a surprise for you.
A surprise for me?
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be telling everyone about how people can have God as their Father, right?
Well, that is right. I'll be sharing the amazing news of the Bible that anyone and everyone can have the God of the universe, the biggest, most powerful, most loving person ever as their loving Heavenly Father.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I heard that is what you were talking about.
I
thought to myself, Chrissy's going to need some help.
And so, to help you out,
I have written a play.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and I'm going to perform this play right here,
Wait, you have written a play and you want to perform it right here.
Well, I haven't actually finished writing the play, but I will soon, so don't go away.
Some amazing things about God. The Bible tells us that God, he made everything. So he made you, he made me, he made the oceans, the trees, the stars, the planets, he made everything. And the Bible tells us that God, he is the biggest, most powerful, most loving person ever. And the Bible tells us that anyone and everyone can have that God as their Heavenly Father by accepting and trusting Jesus. Now, I've got a song to teach you, which is all about that. I'm going to put some words up here. But I'm also going to teach it to you. So I'll teach you each line of the song with some action. I'll do it first and everyone can repeat after me. So we start here and we say, so the God of the universe can be the Father of you. And you can point to anyone in the room because it's true for anyone. Okay, let's try that together. So the God of the universe can be the Father of you. Excellent. There we go. He's the biggest, most powerful, most loving Father too. Try that. He's the biggest, most powerful, most loving Father too. There we go. Anyone, everyone can be in the family of God. Try that to look out for the people next to you. You ready? Anyone, everyone can be in the family of God. There we go. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done. Try that. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done. Then we do this part which you already know, so do it with me. Anyone, everyone can be in the family of God. And we finish with, by accepting and trusting Jesus, God's one and only Son. Try that. By accepting and trusting Jesus, God's one and only Son. All right, kids in the front. Why do you think I'm making a cross when we say Jesus? Why do you think? That's right, because he died on the cross, but then he came back to life. We'll hear a bit more about that later. But that's all there is to the song. We're going to stand up. It's a bit of a rock song. You've got to get your head out.
Anyone can be in the family of God. No matter who you are, no matter
family and the family of God by accepting and trusting Jesus. Now, I want you to imagine that. Imagine having the God of the universe as your loving heavenly father. Because if someone had God as their father, it would mean that no matter what's going on in your life, everything's good or not so good, that would mean knowing that you had someone to love and care for you no matter what. How awesome is that?
It's totally awesome! That is almost as awesome as the birth in Benny Shore!
What is the birth name?
Oh, this is the plan that I wrote to help you show everyone how great it is to have someone so big and strong who loves you no matter what.
Everybody
wants to play, don't you? Everyone, let's all say, Chrissy,
yeah.
Where are you going?
I was going to sit down and watch your play.
No. I need your help.
This is your play.
Yeah, but look, it's the Burke and Benny show.
Yeah.
So I need your help. I am going to be playing the star of the show, Benny the Bear.
Hello.
And I need you to play Benny's dad, Bert the Bear.
I'm
so Chrissy, here, put your
stuff. Wait,
whoa. It's a bear onesie.
Yeah, I'm not.
Come on, put it on. Come on, we need you to. Come on. Put it on. Oh, nice. Oh. And I can't forget, you are also going to need some props. Yeah, let me get those props here. You're going to need this big blob hammer. Yeah. Oh, and you're going to need these bandages. And this one's really important. I also need you to take this script because you are telling the story too. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, what?
I'm wearing a ridiculous bear onesie.
And looking great.
Good job. I have all the props.
Yes.
And I'm actually telling the story too.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, kind of sounds like I'm doing a lot here.
What
are you actually doing?
Oh, I have the hardest job. I am playing the star of this whole thing. I am playing Benny the Bear. I have got a focus. So when you're ready, run, take it away.
Amen. best, nastiest rubber chicken in town appears.
Mark, mark.
He had it, then he barefoned. Smashed it on the ground. Oh, dear, then he started pecking and rubbing Benny. But Benny called out the loudest, biggest circus number coming to bear in all of Bearsfield.
Benny, help me!
Well, the bird is there. Heard he started and picked up his blow off hammer.
Right.
And Chuck the Cook looked up and saw Bert the Bear running towards him.
In slow motion, really.
Yeah, come on, you've got to do it.
Now, his name is Zacchaeus, but for our story, which shortens his name, I'm going to tell you the story of Zack.
Ooh, okay.
All right, now, this is Zack.
Hi, Zack.
Zack lived in a town called Jericho, and Zack was rich.
Wait, was he like rich or really, really rich?
He was really, really rich. Oh. Zack had lots of money and lots of stuff.
Life sounds good for Zack.
Well, actually, Zack had a problem.
Why is he rich?
What problem could he have?
Well, Zack didn't have God. Zack didn't have God as his father. Zack, he wasn't in God's family.
Okay, that is a problem.
Yeah, but now the reason Zack was rich was that he was a tax collector.
Oh, no!
Yes.
What's a tax collector?
Oh, well, a tax collector is someone who collects people's money. Oh. People would line up and give money to Zack.
People just gave their money to Zack? Yes. That sounds like the best job ever!
Well, actually, Zack was collecting the people's money on behalf of their enemies.
What? So he's like a traitor?
And to make matters worse, Zack would make the people give more money than they should, and he kept that money for himself.
So he's a thief too?
And he got away with it.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this, Zack.
Well, actually, no one like that. He was hated. You're a thief, a cheat, a liar, you're a sinner, the people would say.
Man, Zack does have problems.
And worst of all, Zack didn't know God. He wasn't in God's family.
Man, Zack's got lots of problems.
He had another problem as well.
Oh?
He was really short.
What
has Zack got to do with anything? He thinks short people are bad people.
No, of course, that's not what I'm saying. But on this particular day, being short made things rather difficult for Zack.
Oh, Zack was trying to play basketball. Man, those two feet so high. He had the ball and he's going, like, oh!
I said, Zack, in his place, he wasn't trying to play basketball.
No, why is he doing
it? On this particular day, being short meant that Zack couldn't see Jesus.
Oh.
You see, on this particular day, Jesus was coming through Jericho, where Zack lived.
Yes.
And Zack had heard about Jesus, about all the amazing things that Jesus could do, so he wanted to see this Jesus guy for himself.
Oh, it looks like everyone else wanted to see Jesus too.
Well, that was the problem. See, the streets were crowded with people, and no matter what Zack did, he could not see over the top of the crowd.
Oh, come on.
See Jesus.
No, no, no. He probably just didn't try hard enough. Did you try standing up on his tippy toes?
I'm sure he probably did.
Oh, did you try jumping on a trampoline? You try climbing on top of his pet rhinoceros and charging in the crowd like,
he could not see Jesus.
Oh man, Zack should just go home.
Well, we almost did. But then, yes, Zack had an idea.
Oh, was it a good idea?
It was a brilliant idea. See, Zack was down the road Jesus was traveling on, and he saw a giant tree.
Okay.
He ran over to the tree. He looked up and he thought to himself, I'm going to climb that tree.
What? That is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Why?
Jesus isn't up the tree.
But if Jesus would have to walk right by the tree,
whoa,
so he could climb up high enough, he'd be able to see Jesus.
Okay, that is a good idea.
Well, that's what Zack did. He climbed up nice and high,
yes,
sat down on a branch, looked out over the crowd, and yes, Zack could see Jesus walking down the road.
Yes!
Now, Zack expected Jesus to just walk on by.
Yeah, keep walking,
But suddenly, Jesus stopped right on the tree where Zack was sitting.
Yeah.
And he stopped right at Zack.
Oh, you're in trouble now, Zack.
And he said, Zack, come down straight away.
Yeah, Zack, get down here. You are busted.
Come down straight away because I want to go to your house today.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus wants to go to... To what? What did he say?
He said, Zack, come down straight away because I want to go to your house today.
But this is Zack. He's the bad guy.
I know.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, so was Zack. But he was also excited. So he climbed down straight away and he welcomed Jesus into his home.
Oh.
And as they ate and they drank, Jesus spoke to Zack all about God's kingdom and about being in God's family. And that day, Zack accepted and trusted Jesus.
He did?
He did. So Jesus could stand up, point at Zack and say, today this man has become a child of God.
Oh, that's amazing!
And from that day on, Zack changed the way he lived.
Oh.
Because now he knew Jesus, which meant he got to be in God's family. The end.
Oh, let's go give Christian a big clap for telling that story. Oh, wow! I love that twist at the end.
It's a great end. If I remember, it's not my story. This collection is based on a true story you can read for yourself in Luke chapter 19.
Oh.
And it shows us Now, because Zach accepted and trusted Jesus, well, he got to have God as his father.
Even though he'd done all those bad things and didn't deserve it.
Exactly. Because Zach accepted and trusted Jesus, he got to be in God's family.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah. And so, if even someone like Zach should be in God's family, then
yeah, it must be true.
That's right.
No matter who you are, no matter what you've done.
That is the amazing news of the Bible, that anyone and everyone can be in the family of God by accepting and trusting Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Well, that's all we've got time for this morning.
Oh,
but
right.
Thanks for being with us, Protec.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah, thanks so much. You showed so well. In fact, so well, I think I am going to have to go and write a whole lot more of them. And you know what that means? More bear onesies for you.
Come out, there you go. You'll say bye, Tracey.
Bye,
Tracey.
Bye,
see ya.
Now, the awesome news of the Bible we've been able to see this morning is that anyone and everyone can be in the family of God by accepting and trusting Jesus. This is wonderful news. And if it's something you want to know more about, well, keep coming along to church. As Bellone said, we meet every Sunday morning here. You can keep coming along and learning more about Jesus. You can also read the Bible to yourself and get to know Jesus that way. And we've got a little present for any of the kids when you go today. We've got a little comic book here that you can take home and read more about what it means to be in God's family. There's a story of that in the Bible passage there as well. You can take that home and read it and keep thinking more about Jesus. But thanks so much for having us. Today we're going to take the song again. Oh, we've been commissioned to our song again. Awesome, we're going to jump off then. Alright, let's do it one more time. Yeah.